Feel Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
All aboard the night train.
Sunday night at 9 p.m. It's the night train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll.
Latin scorchers. Scratchy 78s.
Deep gospel, Delta blues.
Heavyweight dub. Psychedelic nuggets. And a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
The Breakdown. 4 o'clock classic.
You were like a snow. I love you for us. degenerate there. Rhythm and knowledge degenerate. Run away, baby. Rhythm and knowledge. If I rewind, my baby. If I rewind, rhythm and knowledge. Get I rewind, my baby. Every color of you.
Jean's favorite song.
And we're back. Life Without Buildings. Back. Now, are not on the list of bands who have never had a 4 o'clock classic on the breakdown. And you think that that track, New Town, sneaked into
I think it was in our Offbeat Festive 10 in 2001, but obviously that's quite hazy as you get older. These things sort of fade into
strong year.
Really, really strong year. Yeah. That's Strokes, Hives.
White Stripes.
Mouldy Peaches.
Bell and Sebastian. Was that
Bell and Sebastian would have been around recording stuff at that time as well. Very, very tough to get in. But that was a real favourite at Offbeat, that track, New Town.
Yeah. From Any Other City, their only album, I would say they probably are just sitting back, living off the royalties of their TikTok success a few years ago. No plans of anything else for Life After Buildings, but are their members doing something? Are they doing anything? Have they gone on to do it? I'm looking at the names. Will Bradley, Chris Evans? No.
Sue Tompkins is the one who I remember. She was the vocalist.
Yeah.
I think she has gone on and done other arty stuff.
I think she's an artist, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. But Life Without Buildings, sorted. We are going to have a double now. The second part of it is going to be number six on the Offbeat list. Jordi de Greep was number seven. Yeah. It's a big song, though. We haven't got time.
It's a long song.
It's a long song for Jordi
de Greep. Even the six-minute version is the short version. There's an eight-minute version.
So it will be. Well, we'll not say who it is, but I was very pleased to hear that.
Yes, this I was song very pleased that. This got six. But anyway, this next one, we're going to sneak one in first. This is a band called Indignation Meeting. This is a band I got to know via the Offbeat Music League. People participating in that, throwing their songs in. And someone put this in the... I think the round was songs with less than 5,000 plays ever on Spotify. And that always produces these gems. And I'd not heard of this band. I should have heard of them because they're exactly the sort of thing I like. They're a band of train spotters from League playing sort of punky folk. And all their songs are about trains. One of the members is about 15. Another one's about 50. Anyway, this song's called Locomotives. It's about vandalising the railway.
Hello and welcome to BBC News at 6. Now, in today's headlines, it appears that a train has come off the tracks near Morpeth Station in Northumberland. The authorities have declared it an act of sabotage, as the outer rail had been removed from the track and a can of petroleum was also found next to a lineside fire. Luckily, no one was hurt. The police have arrested a man who was found near the scene with a box of matches and 20 yards of rail, and curiously, he seems to have a connection with the railway. This is what he said in his interview.
These are the reasons for the athlete, the reasons for the attack. Hit the railway with a passion, that's why it's all the track, you see. Manager once shouted at me for walking along the track. He said that I was trespassing, the best way to get back was I stole a bit of coal from their enormous stack. So the one who was only mine didn't observe the flack. These are the reasons for the athlete, the reasons for the attack. Hit the railway with a passion, that's why it's all the track. Once they sent me your card, they said I dodged a fare. I need the money, more than I'm not a millionaire. I had them pay, your pay plan was completely unfair. I'm on track to pay them back for this sorry affair. These are the reasons for the arms, these are the reasons for the time. Pay for their way with a passion, that's why I stole that time. You see, didn't like the slogan that I painted on the stock. When one like mad with colours bright and paint time and a muck. And the slogan I'd chosen was not fight for their truck. I thought it was perfect, it said I don't give a. These are the reasons for the arson, these are the reasons for the attack. Kept the railway with a passion, that's why I stole that track, you see. But I tried to get ahead one and my efforts were in vain. Everyone has no station, they said they'd ban me from the train. Told me I was black as in, they left me in the rain. Well, this was uncalled for, so I started my campaign. And those are the reasons for the attack. Head for the railway with a passion, so they better watch their back. I would gladly do it again when the right moment appears. It's not why, it is only when it is time to interfere.
Hey, hey, this is Andreas from Alpaca Sports, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Lambrini Girls, number 6 on the Offbeat 10 with God's Country.
A tip for next year's number 1, possibly. Album coming out January the 10th.
Yeah, finally.
Will it be new recordings or will it just be all the singles they've released so far? Because they've released about 10, haven't they?
There's been 5 this year.
Yeah.
5 years, and God's Country was the first of those.
Yeah.
What was it before that?
Lads, Lads, Lads and White Van were last year.
Yeah. Oh, no, no, Locomotives before that.
Oh.
Indignation.
Yeah, yeah. We played, you mean?
Yeah. Indication, Indignation
Meeting.
Was the previous time. Right, I'm going to go now to something sent through by friend of the show and recent host, Jen Tidman. After last week, she sent this from an artist called Daffo. She's solo artist, solo singer. I think she's, is she Welsh? No, she's Brooklyn based. Oh, 20 years old. Had an EP last year, which Jen said was fantastic. And she said, would it be okay to play a song from November, middle of November? And I like the way that she checked that, knowing how on the razor cutting edge that the breakdown is. But it's called Winter Hat, and it's proper lovely. So we'll play you this, and then go on, let's keep with the doubles. Let's have one from your list, Chris. But you don't need to decide yet. You decide what would follow this.
Kill a tree and force it through the door. Feed it faucet water from the floor. To take care of it, can hardly help myself without wanting to quit. Ooh, it's the kid in you, the one that never grew, the wonder's overdue. Why you can't help being sad, dressed up for you.
This is Laura Allover from Chemtrails, and you're listening to The Breakdown.
Is it Flower Bomb?
Flower Town.
Flower Town. Flower Town. Tell me about those while I line up the number five.
I don't know a lot about them. Okay. I don't know a lot about her. I'm assuming it's just a her because I suppose there could be somebody strumming away in the background. Really good album, came out earlier this year. There's another track of it called The Ring. I've played it offbeat a bit, as well as that one, The Tourist Language. I've never seen them play personally live. I don't even know if they've ever toured. Might just be in a bedroom. It's that sort of sound, isn't it? They could just be strumming away, recording it on an 8-track or whatever the kids use these days.
Who was it before? Oh, Dafo, Winter Hat. So a new artist double there. Number 5 on the list. Yep. Probably the most familiar name on the list.
Yeah, I mean, they were Festive 10 number 1 in 2007. So they've got heritage. They're not a heritage act. That would be a very cruel thing to say. Los Campesinos, who've, I think, evolved over time into this fantastic emo-type band. And I'm not a fan of... Well, I'm not quite sure what emo even means, really. It's just sort of wearing a black hoodie, isn't it? But they're a fantastic band. I love Los Campesinos.
Yeah.
And saw them play at the Foundry
September, wasn't it?
It was just great seeing them.
Great gig.
And fantastic album out this year. And I was worried their vote was going to be split across too many songs, but enough people coalesced around Feast of Tongues for it to come in at number 5.
Number 5. 5 minutes of that coming up, and your treble 7?
Yeah, following afterwards.
Okay, she says the body's keeping score, lost in sudden death. She can't take it no more. And if laughter's the medicine we need, then this misery is therapy. I want the trust of every animal. Gonna pay for the blood of those that are hurting ya. When the black cloud comes, if one flame flickers, we will feast on the tongues of the last bootlickers.
lovely stuff. Feast of Tongues from Los Campesinos' All Hell album, is that what
yes.
it's called? All Hell, yes. Out in the middle of the year, followed up with a really lovely EP towards the end of the year, I think it's start of November, called More Hell, which is worth your time as well. Okay, down to it.
Treble 7.
Treble 7 time for you, Chris. Okay, right. You've got them lined up.
Yep. Starting off with Club 8 and Just Like Heaven. It's not a cover.
Not a cover.
And then Heinz, Bed the Room, The Rain and You. And finally, Chime School, San Francisco, Jangle Poppers. Good album out this year. Toured the UK, came all the way across and entertained us.
And one of these is your favourite track of the year, you said?
Yeah, the Heinz track. The Heinz tracks, I mean, it was so hard this year. It was that and Fill in the Tiles were going around in my head all the time, which is my favourite track. But I could have had about 20 favourite tracks this year. It's been a great year for singles.
Great track year for singles. So Club Light, Club's A first, Heinz then Chime School on the way.
The Breakdown, Treble 7.
Thank you.
Good work.
Chime School. Chiming away.
I Hate the Summer Sun from an album called The Boy Who Ran the Paisley Hotel. I'm going to have to listen to that one.
Very good.
Before was Heinz, your song of the year, and Club 8, who I've forgotten we have played. We've played four tracks by them. It's all right, though.
Overplayed.
Overplayed. I think it's a new artist now, and I've got to be very careful about the first few seconds of this one. Dead Pioneers. I remember Steve, he saw these at the... what festival is he goes to in, like, Finland or Norway? He goes to a festival, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
In the summer. What's it called? Anyway.
Indie Fjord,
that's the one. And I'm pretty sure that Dead Pioneers played there. This is a track called My Spirit Animal Ate Your Spirit Animal. And the first few seconds are critical here.
Stupid white man.
Nailed it.
Your own culture.
And it's over. That was My Spirit Animal Ate Your Spirit Animal. They had an album out last year. Be quiet, Chime School. Be quiet. Album out last year called Dead Pioneers. Very, very good. That single came out at the end of November, and I hope there's an album out next year. Okay, we have to get the final three songs in from the Offbeat 10.
Yep.
Which we're going to do. We're going to miss out number four, aren't we?
Because
Fontaine's DC may have another song.
Yeah, we don't want to. We don't want to saturate you with Fontaine's DC.
So after this next one, you are going to hear number three on the list, which is
Amel and the Sniffers and Chewing Gum.
Yep, Chewing Gum, great track. But first, some variety.
Yeah, variety. In lowercase, and this is a song called Subtropical.
I should have been closer to that.
Yeah.
You are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Going to be in there, weren't they, this year?
Yeah, guaranteed. Just a question of which track people coalesced around.
Yeah, Chewing Gum by Alan Sniffers, number three on the Offbeat Festive 10 this year, from the very, very good album Cartoon Darkness. Not quite sure if it's the matches the one before it, their breakthrough one, but it says one I've gone back to a few times, and the final track on it, I think that's the best final track on an album this year for me. Yes. We're going to do number two now, aren't we?
Yeah.
On the list, because we've got some, we can get three or four more songs in, I think. But this one, overcome the fact that they had a number four.
Yeah.
As well.
That's two songs in the top four. Has anyone done that before? I need to go away and look that up.
You do. Strokes didn't, did they? They were first
and
fifth.
No, they were first and fifth. Yeah, Modern Age was fifth. Bell and Sebastian might. I'm going to have to go away and look this up. I'm intrigued now. But yes, Fontaines DC with Starburster, that's number two.
We'll be right back. now, it's your business if it's momentary. I wanna talk with a gag, if it's a bottle of black. I wanna strike the sack, I need the fan from it. I wanna shot in the dark, I wanna make the mac. I wanna live the yak, I call the ends on it. I wanna take the truth, whatever lands on it. My God given insanity, it depends on it. How I feel, how I feel, how I feel. I wanna heal. I'm a hammer and a turned up challenger. I wanna keep all of your charm in a canister. Do you inspire like the same bit salinger? I'm the pig on the Chinese calendar. I got a shadow like a 5.8 caliber. I wanna move like a new salamander. I live a carry on, cause a real scavenger. That's my maturity, keeping me from me. Hit me for the day, for the lie that you suffer to come by. Take to my sky, never wanting, only wonder to live out of reach. Sloping family, short to tall, 1 to 3. Swallow the key, in their footprints I will follow. I'm gonna hit your business if it's momentary business. I'm gonna hit your business if it's momentary business. I'm gonna hit your business if it's momentary business. I'm gonna hit your business if it's momentary business.
The Breakdown, album of the week.
Great choice, Mr. Stride. Snowcaps there with Dry Tone from the album Notes, which was out yesterday in this week's album of the week. Now, time for the number one.
Yeah, and for the second time in 3 years, it's the same band. Camera Obscura were number one twice in the 2000s, and Bodega have managed it with the only offbeat number one named after a Premier League footballer. So this is Bodega and Tarkovsky.
Thank you.
That was the offbeat number one this year, Tarkovsky by Bodega.
Congratulations, Bodega.
Well done indeed.
And to finish off,
yes,
Holiday Ghosts and Sublime Disconnect.
Thank you very much for this, Chris.
Thank you very much for the invite. Pleasure. Fantastic time.
See you next year.
See you next year.
Reggae time coming up after this.